kind people, welcome back to Through My Divine Eye, or welcome to Through My Divine Eye. If this is your first time here, welcome to our space. My name is Alexei, and it is an honor to have you here. Welcome. I am blessed to be here. I'm blessed to have you here. I am blessed to be sharing this space with you. It's been another beautiful week, another beautiful, eventful, just lesson-filled week. Isn't it always? And last week, we were talking about how it's, like, wild to me that it's been 6 months since I've been recording, and I'm taking these weeks a week at a time, so the lessons, and I pick up lessons, you know, and I pick up messages, and I pick up beautiful, just divine knowledge throughout my every single day. But to just watch it all come together on Wednesdays, to be able to just come and fulfill this space and to just give us something to share and to sit and talk about and to just sit and remember so much of this divine wisdom that comes to me and to us, right? Every thought that we come to, every idea that comes to us, every voice in our head that comes to us comes from a divine place. It's not just there for no reason. Even if it's something that, you know, even if it's an intrusive thought, like, it's there for a reason. It's coming back up for a reason. It's coming up to teach you something. It's coming up to tell you about something, to bring your attention towards something. We dismiss it. We tell it that it doesn't belong, and we just remove the thought so that it doesn't take up too much space because it doesn't belong. And we're mindful of this because we have to use our own discernment to really be able to recognize which one is good and which one is going to truly guide us into a good place and which one has our best interest in mind, or which ones are just coming out of fear and which ones are speaking from others' points of views or speaking from others' beliefs or other expectations of you. You have to be able to use discernment, but just know that everything that comes to you for a reason. And if it came to you, it truly is for a divine reason. And divine is just, like, the most beautiful, most blessing, most celestial, like, out of this world, like, just light and just amazing, like, just wow, like, in no words. Like, divine is the top word, the top human word for what we can describe all of this life to be. And as we get into today's episode, before we get into today's episode, and the topics that are coming to us today, I just want to get into our mindfulness minute. And today we'll be taking 2 minutes of deep breaths. I just really, really want us to get into a wholehearted, whole, just open and curious mind. Just open your mind to things, open your mind to new perspectives, to just the positive what ifs. Okay, we're gonna open our minds and our space to the positive what ifs and what could be's, and we're just gonna welcome in all the blessings. We're gonna welcome in all the lessons, all of the teaching, all of the knowledge. We're going to welcome it and receive it with open arms. We're going to receive it with love, and we're going to, most importantly, be mindful of ourselves. Meaning that when you do listen to me, and that's for this episode and for every episode, this, you know, when you listen to my podcast, just always have the open space in your heart to welcome everything that is meant to come to you with an open heart and with the awareness, right? You're bringing conscious attention to the fact that, yes, these are my lessons, and yes, this is something that I'm sharing, but this is not something that you have to take on as a personality trait. This is not something that you have to take on as a belief. This is not something that you have to take on as something that you don't have to mirror me. You don't have to be me. You can be you. that we open up this space together so that we can come in this space. And even though I'm not there physically sharing wherever you're listening from with you, I'm not sharing that space with you, I'm still there in heart. You're still here in my heart. And we're sharing this space to come together to remember that we are all our own individual beautiful people. And we all are worthy. We are all worthy of love. We are all worthy of peace. We are all worthy of joy. We are all worthy of good things. We're all worthy of believing and knowing and understanding, truly, truly, wholeheartedly understanding that we are worthy of living this life. If you are still here, it is for a divine reason. It is for a truly, like, beautifully orchestrated purpose. Even if you haven't seen it yet, even if you haven't came to that realization of what your purpose is in this life, even if you're searching for it, you don't have to search for it. It's not a journey. It's within you. All you have to do is look within. In order to look within, you have to make space for that stuff. And that's why we're here, to share this space, to make room for everything that's coming into our lives to bless us as we're releasing and coming into awareness and bringing that conscious attention to all these things that we're able to let go of, and to all these beliefs, and to all these just negative things that we've been taught in this human experience, that we are now able to shake off and grow into our own gardens now. We don't have to carry on this stuff. So just as you don't have to carry on beliefs from anybody in your childhood, or you don't have to carry beliefs on from your family, you don't have to carry on all this ancestral and generational stuff and all these burdens that were passed on that don't work anymore. You don't have to keep holding on to all that stuff. It's too heavy. So we're here in this space, sharing this space, to be able to release it all. Individually unique as I have remembered within myself, that I am a divine being and that we are just in this world, not of it. I'm here to share this space and share the lessons that come into my life as they come, and I translate them so that I can share them with you wherever you are, from wherever you're from, whatever you look like, literally whatever it is that you, whatever you have going on in your own human universe. Just know that in this space, you are loved. I have just the most, like, if you can just, if you're opening your space up to the feeling, then you will feel it. And it's just, I'm truly just here to be honest and to be mindful and to remind you that you are a divine being having a human experience. Nothing more, nothing less. You are a divine being having a human experience. You are a ball of light reincarnated into a fleshy human so that you can experience all of the beauty that this world has to offer. So that you can learn how to look at everything that's going on and find beauty in it. And if it needs to change, then we work towards it together to make a difference. Individually unique and collectively connected, we share this space to come together to just feel seen and feel heard. Know that my heart is with you. My love is with you. If you come into this space with good intentions, you will leave feeling blessed. May you leave feeling blessed. I am just here to remind you of the divinity within you. That's all. I'm not here to push any beliefs on you. I'm not here to make you think that you're living wrong, or to make you think that what the way that you think is wrong, or what you've been taught is wrong, or make you like resentful of your family or whatever, like of your friends or anything like that. I'm not here with any of those kinds of intentions. I am truly, from the bottom of my heart, just here to share this space in love. And in order for you to receive the love that I'm wanting to share with you, you have to be open to receiving it. And so the mindfulness minutes help us just cleanse space and reset and clear up some room so that we can get comfortable within our own home, which is our vessel, because your body, your human vessel, is your first home before anything else in this life. So in order to feel at home and to feel safe and to feel at peace in this world, through any and everything that it goes through, in order to feel at peace in this world, the secret is to feel and to be truly at peace within yourself. The only way to not let this life consume you is to find peace, restore that peace that you lost along the way in however many years you've been on this earth, restore that peace, protect that peace, and maintain it. That's all. Once you have that peace, you'll be able to look at life differently. Once you go within, you'll be able to look at others differently. You understand yourself, so you understand others. It's individually unique and collectively connected. But in order to receive the blessings of the world, you have to make room within in your home. So these mindfulness minutes are just to make room within our home. We're going to clear up some space. We're going to just do some redecorating of the room real quick within this mindfulness minute. And I actually I moved my room around this week, and I totally forgot about it, like, one day, and I, like, walked back into my room, and it just blessed me. Like, I was having a good day as it was, but I just, like, walked into my room, and I just, like, saw the whole room, like, redecorated, and I'm like, oh yeah, oh my gosh, it's like a whole new space in here. I totally forgot about that. And it just, like, made my day even better. So we're just going to take some time to redecorate our rooms within. And just taking 2 minutes. We usually take 1 minute. But given today's topics, I just want us to truly be open to receiving. And again, this is something, anything that I say is for you to take and apply into your own life in ways that work for you. I'm not here to tell you to do what I do or to do as I do. You cannot do what I do. I am me, and you are here on this earth to do you. Okay? So I'm over here doing me. You're over there doing you. And we're both blessed. We're both shining. We're both protected. We're both guided. We're both supported. Okay? We're loved. We're out here loved because we ourselves are love. And the more that we remind ourselves of the love that we are within, the more love that we can give to others, because we remember that we're infinite love. We literally never run out of it. So we can continue to give. And we can continue to leave our little footprint of love everywhere that we go. And we leave that lingering love around for others to pick up and share with others. That's what we do. That's what we do in this space, okay? We share love. So I just want you to be open to receiving all of the beautiful, beautiful things coming to us today. Again, we'll be taking 2 minutes today. So you can focus on a breath. You can focus on your breaths. Remember, every breath is a blessing. So be grateful for it. Just take time to thank your breath, to thank your body for breathing and for keeping you alive. And your body, you know, your vessel, your home, like, it's on. Your electricity's on. Your bills are paid within. Everything is good, okay? Everything is good. This is your home. You have to be good within. You have to learn to listen to your home. You have to learn to listen to it. You have to learn to appreciate it. Be grateful for everything that it does. The bodies literally do so much. Okay? So much. And it's like, I don't even have a word. It's just amazing. Like, it's out of this world. But again, these little spaceships are within our home, okay? They are our home within. And just be grateful for every breath. And you can focus on a breath. You can focus on an emotion. You can focus on a thought. You can focus on something in the room. You can meditate in silence. You can do whatever you want to do. Just focus for 2 minutes and set the purpose to really just flow your energy and to just release it. If you've had a tense day and if you've had a long day, just release it. You don't have to hold on to that energy. You are allowed to let it flow. Shake it off. shake it off. You don't need it. We're going to take these 2 minutes to just take that time to do that energy inventory. And whatever serves us is going to stay. Whatever doesn't, whatever's taking up too much room, we don't have space for that. So we're going to let it go. So we can welcome in all the other beautiful things that life has to offer. Okay? I love you all. Thank you for sharing this space. We'll be getting into our mindfulness minutes now. We're coming back. Okay. Crack whatever you gotta crack and pop lock and drop everything and do all those good things. Shake it off. Shake that last little nudge. Like, if you're in a closed space, just open a door real quick. Let that last little welcome back. I'm grateful if you're still here, if you stuck around for the mindfulness minutes. May you have received enough room to receive the blessings that are coming. May you feel open to receiving. May you feel blessed. May you feel welcomed. May you, first of all, let's get into the fact that we are just little divine beings having a human experience, right? And this week, so much about the human body has been coming up, and like I've been having so many conversations with loved ones about like our like senses and the like the way our muscles move and how much effort it takes for our bodies to just move one thing. Like, for me to be talking, like, my body as I'm speaking right now is doing a million fucking things. Excuse my language. It's doing a million things. And, with like, it's literally doing all the work for me, for my vessel to be able to express these words, right? And these words came from where? These words came from a language, right? They came from a people. And all of this stuff was passed down and translated over time. Somebody came up with all these words. Otherwise, we wouldn't have words to communicate with. We would be like cavemen. Like, we wouldn't, you know, we would be out here just making noises. And that's assuming that cavemen actually didn't speak and, like, just made noises. Because who's to say that they didn't have intellectual-ass conversations? Like, who was really there? Okay, who was really there? Like, everybody along generations, along time, like ancestors. I'm talking like from the first creation on this earth, right? Like somebody, something created itself, and that's what we'll be getting into today. And you know, the way that the world just came to be, as it continued to create more things and it advanced within itself, it created more language, it created different kinds of people, it created different kinds of houses, different kinds of land, different kinds of animals, right? It created so much just for us to be able to experience divinity in human form. Let's take a moment truly to step outside of everything. Like, I love you wherever you are. Just know that I love you, and I mean it genuinely. That's not something that I say just to say it. If I say I love you, I mean it. And if you're here listening with good intentions, then you know I love you, because you'll feel it. If you don't have good intentions, this isn't the right place to be, because my guidance feels that, and I don't even need to worry about it. But I love you, and I truly, truly want you, wherever you are right now, to take a moment, to just take a moment to recognize the fact, even like if you have to look in the mirror, if you have to look in your reflection of something, bring yourself to that awareness, to bring conscious attention to the fact that yes, right now as you are listening, you are in a human body. And this human body allows you to listen. It allows you to understand this language. It allows you to be able to hear and understand what I'm saying, right? That's what this human body does. But you within this human body are not human. You're not human. We are not human. We are in this world, in this human experience, experiencing divinity in human form. We are in this world, in this life, in these human fleshy bodies, experiencing divinity in human form. So if human formed divinity is what we are made out of, where did that divinity come from? Right? And as we take this moment to come into this attention, and we bring attention to the fact that we are simply divinity in human form, okay? We are not human within. And I do keep repeating it, because it takes a minute to recognize the fact that we're just in this world. Every single person in your life, every stranger around you, every tree, every house, the dirt, the grass, the birds, the sky, the mountains, every single thing, water, fire, everything is divinity in some kind of form. As we are divinity in human form, dogs are divinity in dog form. Dogs are also going through their own experience. Dogs are also sent here for a purpose. Dogs don't just find us and don't just come into our lives for no reason, just to be our little human, like, human life experience, like, partner. That's not their only purpose. They're also our divine sent, divinely orchestrated and put into our lives for our reason. They're also our soulmates. That's what allows us to really be able to fully connect with them and understand each other, even though there's a language barrier. And maybe we don't understand animals because we don't understand. Well, what humans don't understand, and when humans don't understand the divine existence of a thing, they either try to kill it off, or just write it off as bad, right? They create their own narrative. So, or they want to exploit it. And when we, as humans, take on that greedy need to always have more and always know more, like, instead of just letting something naturally be, we have to go deeper into it. Like, we can't just let it be and let it, and we can't coexist and we can't learn from it as it goes. We have to dig into it. We have to dissect it. Like, whether it's like emotionally, spiritually, physically, whatever, we have to dissect it. Human nature. We just have to. We don't know how to leave things alone. When we don't understand the divine existence of something, we can't just let things be. So what if we just don't understand dogs because we don't have the capacity to fully be able to appreciate the fact that if we had a conversation with them, or if we had a conversation with anything in nature or anything in life, we would freak out and we would like immediately just do something bad because it's not within our norm to have that advanced level of gratitude, appreciation, respect, or understanding for the things around us. We just don't, unfortunately. And that's something that we work towards getting. That's something that we're working towards getting and getting back, because it's not right. And that's why it's important for me, as someone who is speaking to the collective, to remind you that just because I say something, just because I think a certain way, just because I do a certain thing, does not mean that you need to go and do it. You need to go and think it. You need to go and believe it. If you are open to receiving what I'm saying and it resonates within you, and like something with like moves within you, like you feel something, it's because you're meant to be in this space, and we got things to talk about, you and I. Okay, we've got things to remember. We've got messages for the collective. You're here for a purpose. And whatever it is that you do in your life serves the collective for a divine purpose. We're here to share this space together. To be individually unique together. We can all shine together. We can all bring something to the table. It doesn't have to take away from what the other brings or what the other doesn't. We can both be great. We can both have our own beliefs and respect them. As long as we are not hurting ourselves or others, we can do as we please in this life. And as long as we are bringing ourselves authentically, and we're bringing ourselves into spaces respectfully, and we're bringing ourselves into spaces mindfully and with love, then we will be able to thrive in every space. And we should be striving to be ourselves in every space. We don't want to be like everyone else. We don't want to be like others around us. We want to be ourselves. And we are working towards a world where we can be ourselves. And as we are ourselves, we shine light around others that also shine as brightly as we do. And we come together to collectively make something bigger. Make something more beautiful, make something better for life, okay, for humanity. We're working to save humanity. That's what we're doing, okay, because humanity is not doing good right now, and they are tired, okay? They're tired because we keep giving you guidance to get through all these things that you're trying to get through, but then you choose to go blind and act like you don't see the guidance in front of you because you forget that you are your own person and you were sent here divinely from the little star on earth, the little tiny ball of light. You were from the galaxy, you came into this earth, and you were like boop blopped into a little human body, and now here you are in this fleshy soul carrier, and we're trying to help you navigate through life, but you are choosing to get caught up in this world, and we need you to remember that you are a divine being before you are human. You are a divine being before you are human, meaning that you are protected, you are divinely guided, you are divinely out of this world and out of your problems before you are in your stress, before you are in your problems, before you are in your worry, before you are in your doubt, before you're in all of that, before you're in your depression and in your addiction and all of that, you are in your divine body. You are divine. And we keep trying to remind you every single day. We try to send you blessings every single day. But you're so caught up in this human experience and in all of the things that it has going on, whether it's collective or your own stuff going on. And we try to help you through it, but you can't even recognize that we're around because you constantly, constantly complain about how everything is going wrong in your life. When if you really just took some time to sit with yourself and look in the mirror or just close your eyes for a second, you would see that we're there and we're around. And all that you do, we send messages, we send people in your life, we send them to bless you, and then you disregard them because your ego doesn't allow you to see the people in your life. Your ego is not bad. They're there to help you. They're there to navigate with this. They're there to help you navigate through this experience with you. They're not there to make, to take over your experience. You are a divine being working on all of the experiences. You are a divine being working on all of the relationships that you are growing and learning through in these experiences. Whether it is family, whether it is relationship romantic, whether it is relationship friendship, whether it is relationship with food, whether it is relationship with your fitness, whether it is relationship with school, relationship with your work, with your commitment, with your procrastination, with all of these things, all of the things in your life, your finances, your mental health, your eating habits, the way that you gym, the way that you don't work out, whether you work out or don't, your body is your first home. If you don't feel right within yourself, you will not feel right anywhere that you go. You have to feel right within yourself. We send you loving thoughts and we send you all these beautiful things to think about yourself, and then you shut it down by thinking negatively, or you shut it down by letting all those people from your past come back in and just totally wipe out all the beautiful things that we're sending you because you let the experiences from your past take over, and now you're consumed by all the thoughts of your past and all the burdens and all the worries and all the doubts and all the fears and all of the words that were planted there by the people that hurt you in your past that you have not let go of. And we're here to remind you that you are blessed, that you are loved, and you keep letting that stuff back in. We will never get tired of giving you the guidance. We're here to guide you. But you have to be willing to receive it. You have to be able to really look within and make space. And you have to be the one to remind you that you are divine. They can say it as many times as they want to, but if you're not willing to receive the fact that you within yourself know, if you're not willing to remind yourself and hold on to that reminder that you are divine, then you will continue to complain and you will continue to feel like the world is falling apart around you. Choose to make that difference in your life so that we can be there for you. We are always there. Always. Just one long blink away. But you never ask. You always complain. And then when you complain, or when you say you want something, you don't do enough to really get to where you want to be. You can't just want something. You have to actually do something to get it. We will give it to you if it's best for you. But if it's not what's best for you, you have to respect our decisions and redirecting you to what is best for you. Your past, the people who hurt you, your ego that's holding on to those parts of you and those that hurt feeling, that victim mindset that you're holding on to, like, oh, this person was mean to me, this person did this to me, this person hurt me, that stuff that you experienced, it's not who you are. Those are parts of your life that you overcame. And because you're choosing to hold on to them, they're still within your body somewhere, taking up space for something that could be replaced by a bigger blessing. You have to do the work. It's not hard to want. If you think that working towards the best version of yourself is too much work, then you need to do better to be the better that you deserve. Because if you can't even give yourself that better for you, then you can't expect anyone around you to do anything for you. You shouldn't even be expecting those around you to do anything for you. It's not their job. They have their own stuff going on. Their guidance works over time to get them through what they're going through. It's your responsibility. You have to make the choice within. You have to choose to make space. You have to choose to want better for yourself. If you don't want better for you, then you're never going to change. You're never going to feel different. It's not that there's something wrong with you and you need to be different and you need to change and you need to work to be better because you're a bad person. That's not at all what we're saying. Don't put those thoughts in your head. You're creating narratives out of words that did not even come out of the divine vessel. Don't put those words in your head. All we're saying is that you need to do what's best for you. You get this experience, and it's a divine blessing whether you choose to see it or not. We were divinely blessed with it at some point, whether we decided to see it or not. It took us for us to be able to guide you in a different way, for us to really understand that what we did wasn't working. So what you do has to be better. But if you're not open to really doing that work, if you're not open to really blessing yourself, then you'll never feel blessed by the blessings around you. You have to be able to take that time to make room for within. If you don't do that energy inventory and take all that space and take time to clear that energy out and to redecorate that room within, then you're never going to feel their guidance. In order for them to really come into your life and bless you, you have to be able and open to receiving their blessings. Everywhere that we go, we are divinely guided. If we're looking out, we will see it. We don't have to be looking out to feel the guidance. We just stand in the knowledge of the fact that we are protected and guided and supported and loved. And as I was thinking this week about so many things in the human body and just creation of life on earth and God and just last month, I went to an event with some soul friends, and this dude like came up in a Jesus costume, and I was like, "Oh, hey, I found God!" And my friends are like, "What?" And like another soul friend was like, "Oh, hey, it's Jesus!" And then my other soul friend was like, "She said God." And I was like, I mean, you know, like in my head, like I laughed, but in my head I was just like, but I mean, we are all God. Like, what is God? Who is God? Okay, let's get into that. Like, we know who Jesus is, we know who Jesus came from, right? Or so we know, or so we're taught. But like, who was God's parents? Who created God? Who created the creator? Who created the creator? It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Like, did God create divinity, or did divinity create God? Or is God divinity? And if God is divinity, and we are divinity in human form, we are also God right? We are a piece of God, of God's flesh in this world, okay? And we're not getting too deep into the Bible stuff because we're just not. But, okay. And again, this is why the reminder in the beginning is important, because you don't have to take these beliefs and make them your own. If this is something that we open up a door to and you're curious about it and you want to think more, you want to learn more, you want to ask for that guidance will reach you. If you're meant to be, if you're meant to see into that, if you're meant to see into that, then you're meant to see into that and you will be shown. You just have to ask for guidance. Like they were saying, like you just have to be open to receiving it. Stop complaining about all the stuff that you are going, that you have going on in this life. You are a divine being before you are human. We are divinely guided. Divinely guided as humans in this life. All the thoughts, all those intuitive nudges, those gut feelings, okay? Those are our guardian angels. Those are our ancestors letting us know, hey, I might not know the words, but I know that's why it's so important to listen to our bodies. Okay? And it's so important to listen to our bodies. Like, they will send us messages when we're around someone that does not have our best interests in mind. They will send a sign, and we will, if we're open to receiving it and we receive it with love and we receive it understandingly, then we will get it and we will be able to, you know, truly stand in that protection. May you know that you are protected everywhere that you are, regardless of whether you have my extra protection razzle-dazzled on top or whether you are just not always in that just constant reminder of your own protection. Just know that you are protected. Everything that you go through in this life, whether it's divinely, like, instantly blessed, or whether you're redirected for protection and then you're blessed, just know that everything in this life happens for a reason, and we're guided through everything that we go through. If we go through something and we choose to go through it alone, and we choose to feel like we're alone in it, then we're going to feel like we're alone in it. But if we remember that we are a part of something that is way beyond what is going on in this world, we remember that we're never, ever, ever truly alone. And there's always someone to ask for guidance, whether it be on this earth or the guidance that's within us and around us. Sometimes when we ask for guidance from our guidance, we will receive it in human form, meaning someone else will come into our lives with a message for us, like whether it be a stranger, a loved one. I have so many, like these last few weeks, as I've been working through my inner child stuff and just working through a lot of beautiful self-reflections coming through, honestly. And I'm just very grateful to be clearing up space for my old self, to be making space for my new self. And this is why I'm here, to remind you that we should be making space for the new and getting just, we don't have to get rid of it. We don't have to avoid it. We can't just hide it in the closet forever. We really have to, like, face our past, make amends with it, thank it, and send it on its way. Like, that's what we do. That's what we do. That's what keeps us going. That's what keeps us going, okay? Because if we didn't do that, and if you don't do that, that causes us to stay in that heavy, sad, just gloomy feeling. And that's not a good place to be, man. I've been there, okay? I've been there, and I was there for a long time. I was there for a very long time. And I was just talking to a soul friend about that yesterday. Like, imagine, and it's just like, just imagine, like, for him, we were talking, like, her and I, just like, imagine if we hadn't, like, changed our perspective. Like, imagine if we just had stayed, like, in that negative, like, violent way of thinking, like, always ready to fight, always just, you know, had no control over our emotions, had no just concern for others, like, just, you know, if we had just stayed in that way of living, our lives would have been completely different. And this is a soul friend that I talk about here often, or just a soul friend that I love so much. And she does so many things with her life. She's so beautiful, and she's such an inspiration. as a person, as a being, as a creation, as a creator. She's just a beautiful fucking person, and I absolutely adore her. And in the way that she's one of the people in my life that have been coming up with, like, just these beautiful conversations. Like, she just is someone that we can always just expand conversation, and it just grows. And I'm just like, oh, well, what if this? And she's like, well, what if that? And then what if we do this? And it just keeps getting better. Like, it just keeps getting better. And it's just a great time every time we're together. And the way that our conversations go, and for both of us, the way the conversations go for both of us is just further confirmation that when we ask for guidance, or that when we're going through something in this life, our guides send us blessings in human form to help us navigate through this experience with more ease. Okay? That's why my friends are not just friends. They're my soul friends. They're my fucking soul family. Like, I love them passionately. Like, if you are in my life and you are loved by me, you know that if I love you, I love you. Okay? Like, I love you with my whole heart. Even if we don't talk every day, even if we don't see you every day, if you are loved by me, you should already know what it is. And I just, like, we're so interconnected with one another. Like, literally, individually unique and collectively connected. We are all part of the same divinity. We are all extension of that same ball of light. And we all navigate through this life, through our own experiences and through our own struggles, but somehow we're able to come together and relate and hold space and hold love for one another. And we're compassionate, we're empathetic, we're just truly just simply holding space for each other. And we're just loving each other, getting each other through our stuff. We're listening to each other, we're venting, we're having fun, we're going out, we're getting things off our mind, we're doing things to get each other's minds off our things, you know, like, we're doing all kinds of things. So just stay blessed and remember that community allows us to feel that love. And in order to have community, you have to have love within. Because if you don't have love within, then you can't welcome the love that's wanting to come into your life and bless you. If you are going through something and you're so negative about it, and your guidance sends you someone with, like, maybe they're wanting to send you something, some advice. Maybe they're wanting to send you someone that's going to listen to you. Maybe they're wanting to send you someone who is going to help, that's going to lend a helping hand, or is going to help in some way, right? But you're so caught up in the negativity, and you're so caught up in complaining, and you're so caught up in the bad of it, that you can't even take a moment to give that person, that blessing sent in human form to your life, the time of day to listen and to share that interaction, to share that space with them. Because every single interaction that we have in this life is divinely orchestrated. Whether it's someone pissing you off, whether it's family or a stranger, or it's someone blessing you, whether it's family or a stranger, every single interaction was and is and will always be divinely orchestrated. That's what allows me to live my peace. That's what allows me to live my peace. Exactly. Like, that's what allows me to live my life in peace. Knowing that it doesn't matter what is coming next, I know that it's divinely orchestrated. Even if it's going left or right, it's divinely orchestrated. Nothing goes wrong in my life. Everything always works for me. Because even if it's not what I wanted, and it's not working for me in the way that I wanted, it's working for me because it's protectively redirecting me towards something that is for me. So I always get what I want. I always get what I need. Because what I want is what I need, and what I need is what I want. I'm divinely blessed, and everything always works for me because I choose to see it that way. If I chose to focus on all the negative, then I would just think that my life is always negative. And I say that from experience, my loves. I have been in that position. I've been in that mindset for many years. I was in that mindset. And I remembered that I don't have to. And how I remembered? By reminding myself that I am just a divine being having a human experience. I am in this world. I'm not of it. I'm just in it. This is just my life to live now. This is my life to make an impact in. This is the voice that I get to use to make an impact in this life. This is the body. This is the vessel that I get to use to make my difference in this life. To leave my blueprint, my footprint. This is what I get to use. This divine vessel. Whether it's through my art, through my jewelry, through this podcast, through just talking to strangers, through my work, through anything. My divine purpose will reach every space that it's meant to, because I am divinely orchestrated. My life was divinely orchestrated. And as I was coming into these realizations and these thoughts this week, I started thinking about the situation with me calling the Jesus costume guy God. I was just truly thinking, like, what? Like, we're taught so many things in this world. So many things. And so many things we have to unlearn. But a lot of those things are simply just passed down, retranslated, just regurgitated words, right? Like, they're just spit up, chewed out, and everyone just... Or chewed up and spit out. They're chewed up and spit out. And, you know, they just get picked up by someone else. And then someone else rewrites them. And then someone else rewrites them. And then someone else rewrites them. And then that's how we get his story. And, you know, yeah, all that good stuff. All that great bad stuff. But, again, in this world, not of it. All of that stuff is still just part of the human experience. And we are making a difference in this life with each and every individual mindset that we are able to reclaim. Okay, we're in this world and we've lived in this world as humans for so many years that it's natural. Okay, it's obviously we've been washed down and watered down by so many things throughout our entire existence. Our grandparents, our parents, our great-great-grandparents, them too. But now they are here to guide us through this experience, and they remind us because the things that they went through didn't work for humanity. So they want us to be able to experience humanity in a true divine form. In order to do that, we have a lot of undoing of the human behaviors to do, because the things that humans have learned to do and in the ways that they've learned to do them have not been working for the best of the collective. And we are not in this world as individually unique and in our own universe. We as divine beings must understand that ultimately it's like we're all just like meditating with our eyes closed in the galaxy right now, and we're just like all interlinked, right? Our arms are just like interlinked. And we're just all sitting crisscross applesauce with our interlinked arms, and we're just all meditating around the universe in a big circle, okay? Every single being on this universe is just meditating in a big circle, eyes closed. Our divine selves are up in the galaxy, right, with the stars, but our human selves, our consciousness, has taken divine form in these human bodies. We, our divine selves, are in the galaxy with the stars, meditating with every single person in this life. And as we meditate in the galaxy, consciousness is created into human form, and we live this life. Consciousness is what we are, right? That's why we bring conscious attention to things. We bring that awareness to things. We reach a conscious state of mind. That's like the, you know, like we consciousness. And as I was thinking this week about all the things that are, I have always, for a very long time, since I was like a little kid, like I've always just, I've been very outspoken and very, I'm gonna do my thing and very, I, you know, like, you're gonna hear what I have to say, and if I don't like it, I'm not doing it. And, you know, like, I've been very about me since I was out here, a little starseed, a little child, okay? But as I've grown into different parts of myself, and I've let life take over different parts of myself, and I've let life just drag me down through different phases of my life, as I'm coming into this awareness of who I am now, I'm recognizing that as a child, I have always had that understanding that we are all things. And even though and through some of those phases of my life, I was not respectful of all things or most things, I still had that understanding that, like, somehow we can, like, it all has to connect. It all has to connect. It doesn't make sense for it not to connect. Like, we can't all be in this human life for our own selfish reasons, right? Like, we can't just all be here to serve ourselves only. That can't be our only thing. We can't just be created to serve, like, ourselves. And then, like, everyone else wants a piece of us, too. So it's just, like, so much to please coming from such little vessel. And as we go through this life, and we're pushed on, and all these beliefs are pushed on us, and all these thoughts are dropped down, and all these doubts and all these fears are dropped off on us, we have to find that discernment of what's ours and what isn't. What is ours and what isn't? If it's not ours, we send it back. If it's ours, we go deeper, so that we can go deeper in order to make amends with it. Because we have to remember that we are simply consciousness in these human bodies. We are divinity. We are that ball of light in these human bodies. We are that star seed. Okay? That's why we shine. We are stars within. And we are in this life to bring conscious attention to all the things we've been through in this life. And as we bring our conscious attention to that, we are able to release all those things to make room for our consciousness to grow. And as our consciousness to grow, we understand that in order for our consciousness to grow, we have to go within. In order to go within, our consciousness has to grow, because we have to bring conscious attention to all these things. We have to bring awareness to all these things in our life, all these experiences, all these triggers, all these traumas. Why we talk like that? Why we act like that? Why we do this? Why we do that? Why we feel like this? Why we feel like that? We have to find that conscious attention to be able to make the difference. And I was just thinking, I don't know if it was out, like, at work or driving or something the other day. Oh, actually, no, I was out on my walk, and I was just walking and truly just breathing in the air and just, again, reminding myself that every single breath is a blessing. And as I, the way that my mind works, and as I use my discernment to be able to communicate I'm able to have a full conversation with myself. And then if a thought or words that were not within that conversation come into place, then I can take a brief pause to figure out where those words are coming from, if they are meant to be inserted in the conversation, and if we need to go elsewhere, or if those are just intrusive thoughts that need to go get out. And as I was walking, I was just like thinking all these things to myself, and I was just thinking a lot. And as I was coming into some knowledge, I started thinking about how we, in the last few episodes, I've talked about the first love, the first creation on this life, right? And as I was thinking about the fact that we truly are all part of one, like we were all part of one, we are everything and everything is us, like everything in this life is everything in this life, like everything, we, the trees are a part of us, we are a part of the trees, the grass, the sky, the water, the animals around us, nature, the plants, everything, even plastic, like all of, every single thing, metal, like gold, every single thing in this life is created out of some form of consciousness, something, just like we think of ideas and we have creators that create things, and you know, like they, someone created a car, someone was like, hey, let's put this box on wheels so it can move faster, let's put an engine on it so it can move faster, we'll be able to time travel faster. Someone was like, hey, we can't live out in nature, like, you know, nature goes through like its things, there's rain and there's winds and there's stuff, maybe we should like create something that we can all like stand under so that we can be protected from the weather. And then boom, homes outside of our bodies and in this earth were created. And like literally every single thing in this world became a conscious thought and then it became reality. Someone was like, oh hey, I should create this, and then boom, created, and now all of humanity uses it, right? And as we remember, and as we're coming into this awareness of the fact that we are literally parts of everything and everything is literally a part of us, don't you just wonder, like, where it all came from? Like, where it all came from? Like, where the first creation on this life came to be? Like, where did it come from? Like, if it was a star itself that just, the little star that could, right? The little star that wished it could, and it could. And, but like, where did that little star come from? Like, what if the, okay, and we're, again, we're talking about the positive what ifs, okay? So this is my theory. And again, I'm saying it's my theory because it's not something that you have to believe. It's not something that you have to sit there and think, oh no, you're crazy, your belief is wrong. No, we're here to share this space, and I'm here to remind you, everything that you do, as long as you're not hurting yourself or others, as long as you're not making fun of yourself or others, as long as you're not being rude to yourself or others, you can do whatever you want in this life. You can believe whatever you want in this life, okay? As long as you are not doing it to be mocking or to be like mean or rude or like funny in a mean way, then you can really like go into your, explore your knowledge. Okay, explore your curiosity, explore the things that you can come into realizations of, explore all the things that you forgot. All of the knowledge that we search for out in this world is within. We look for external things to remind us or to teach us, but all the things that we look for is within. If we take time to listen and truly use our discernment, then we'll know which ones to follow. But in order to really hold space for yourself, you have to be open to making room and to creating a space for your creativity and creating a space for your curiosity and for your wonderings and for the things that you want to know about and for the things that you want to believe. you don't have to believe the belief that's been pushed on you your entire life. If it doesn't sit right with you, if some of those things don't sound right to you, if the way that, if being punished for living doesn't sound right to you, or if, you know, being a sinner or whatever because you live a certain way just doesn't really sit with you and it's kind of hypocritical and you see that, then you're allowed to make your own beliefs. You're allowed to create your own understanding of life. I'm here sharing this podcast with you to remind you that this is your life to make your own understanding of. You don't have to get on here and listen to me so that you can copy and paste everything that I think and make it your own. That's not here. That's not what you're here for. You're not here to mirror my actions or to mirror my beliefs. You're here to get some inspiration or get some reminder or get whatever knowledge you need from this, from me speaking and from me sharing, and then you apply it into your own life and you make it your own. You do it in a way that works for you. You're not here to do what I do. You're not here to believe what I believe. I'm just here to share what I share. And if it's meant to reach you, it will reach you. If it's meant to bless you, it will bless you. And all that good thing. And all those good things. All those good things, okay? But again, this is not something that is a belief that I'm trying to push on you. This is just something that I came into an awareness of. It's just something that came to me. And I just thought it was a divine message. And I'm going to share it with you. Okay? That's all. But as I was out on my walk, and as I was thinking about how we're all connected with one, I truly started thinking about, like, okay, so where did it come from, though? And I started asking questions, and I started asking myself questions, and as I started asking myself questions, answers started coming. And I was just asking myself, like, okay, but where did it come from? Like, if we are all the first flesh, right? We're all the first love. We're the first thing that came into this life, incarnated into this human form. So if, let's say that, going back to God and God being consciousness, let's say that God is consciousness, right? And God created life, right? Whoever God is to you, God is not just one person that we were told, and it's not just, you know, like, all, it's not just that. Okay, whoever God is to you, whatever divine power you believe in, that's who we're talking about right now, right? So if your divine power was just the creator of all life, right, let's say that that creator was consciousness, and consciousness became its own thing. Let's say consciousness was this bright little white dot in this pitch black universe, right? Like, just a pitch black universe, and all you saw was this little ball of consciousness, and this little bright ball of consciousness, and the ball of consciousness was just so infatuated with its divinity and with its brightness and with all the love that it had to give, and the light was just like, I'm so divine, like, I'm so loving, I have so much love to offer, I have so much peace within, like, to share with someone, like, I need more, like, I can't just live in this pitch blackness, I need more. And so that conscious thought, that awareness of itself and of its divine being, of its divine creation, just created more desire for a better life. And as consciousness decided to become bigger, it created life. So then God said, let there be light. And the sun was created. And then divinity continued, right? Consciousness created itself out of that light, and it made earth, right? And made, let's say it made the trees, and it made the mountains, and it made the oceans. And this was before there was any animals on earth. This is literally just mountains, plain grass, all the trees, okay? and made the sun to be able to light up that background. And then when the sun got tired, the sun was like, well, maybe you, like, you know, maybe you need, like, a moon. And, like, that's also, like, a divine light, but that maybe we can give the sun a break so the sun can go, like, to sleep, or the sun can go lighten up another part, and then, like, the moon is gonna come in when it's dark time, and the sun's not gonna be out anymore, so it's gonna be dark, but the moon is still gonna be there to shine and to show its divinity. And then it created all these other things, right? And then as consciousness lived in this beautiful world, and it had the sun, it had the moon, it had created stars. Actually, no, it had not created stars yet. It was still the only light aside from the sun and the moon. And then it was like, okay, well, I have this beautiful earth, right? I have this, like, this beautiful world and stuff. But, like, I don't know. I think I need more. Like, it's just, it just feels too lonely. Like, if I'm infinite and I can create infinite things, then why would I not want more, right? And so it created more. It created planets. It created galaxies. It created all these beautiful things. And then it created stars. And it was like, all those beautiful stars on the star, like, in the sky. But, like, everything is so beautiful, and there still doesn't feel like enough love is here being shared. And so then it started creating animals. And then butterflies came to be. And then caterpillars and worms and squirrels and dinosaurs and things, you know, like, they, all those things came to be. And let's say that consciousness was like, okay, we're gonna take those little stars from the dark sky, and we're gonna put that light, and we're gonna bloop, 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 right into a little human. Like, we're not a human yet, we're not there yet. We're right, like, little bloop, bloop, right into a little animal, and a squirrel was born. And now we got squirrels and animals and things going around the world, and butterflies are flying, and there's birds flying, and there's crows crowing and things, and there's just, you know, owls hooting and things, and we've got animals created on Earth. And as life grew, and as consciousness grew in its own, and as consciousness grew in its love and that it wanted to share, consciousness was like, okay, so I put the stars in these animals, but, like, these animals, I don't know, like, they just need more. So then humans came around, and as human came, and consciousness was like, okay, what if I want to be, like, really big? Like, what if I'm just, like, a giant? And then giants walked around this earth for a bit, but they were too big, and they stumbled around too harsh, and they were beautiful. They were beautiful beings, but they just couldn't quite get the love and gentleness part of the creation, right? And it just wasn't working out, and they were too big. They were taking up too much space. So divinity wanted to create smaller versions of those, like, just like the same idea, just smaller. And maybe, like, let's give them two eyes this time so that they can see a little clearer, or that they can have, you know, but let's hide that other eye, though, so that they don't forget that it's there, but they can't see it, so they won't get freaked out by the world and by all that they can see. They're divine humans in this life, so let's just give them a human experience. And so consciousness became this one human, right? And this one human lived on this earth alone for a long time, and it loved life. It loved all of its creations. It loved its earth. It became one with the earth. It was grateful for the earth. It was grateful for all of life. As that consciousness, as that human became aware of all of the divinity in its world, it desired more. So consciousness still was like, I have all of these beautiful things, but I still need someone else to share it with. Like, it's just, I can't have a beautiful world full of beautiful creatures and beautiful views and not have someone with another set of eyes to view it with me. I need to have more. So consciousness created another being out of love. And out of love, out of that infinite love that every other single thing on earth was created, came another human. Out of that same divinity that first human, that first tree, that first star seed was born out of, came another human. And then these two humans came together to think and to really wonder and to explore. And they're like, well, what can we do with this? And what happens if we touch this? And what happens if we, boom, create fire? Oh my gosh. Divinity created fire. And they're just like finding out all these things, and they're working together, and they're in love, standing proudly in it, because they're grounded in the earth that is love in all forms and shapes and sizes and colors. And it's all made of the same divine ball of light that started in that pitch black room, right? Are you still following? So that pitch black room became that ball of light. That ball of light wanted more. So that ball of light became more. And it became mountains and trees and the moon and the stars and the sun. And then it became more and it wanted more. So it became a star seed. Boom. Animals in this world. And then it just wanted to share the divinity of animals. So boom. Humans were created. And then, oh, those humans were too big. Those humans weren't gentle enough to truly be able to pass down this human experience. So let's make them smaller. Boom. We are here in these divine vessels. The first flesh that we came from, they came together to work together to create more. And as they grew in love and they stood in their love, they created a bigger life. And as they grew in their own life, okay, the first two creations on this life came together to create, and then their creations created, and their creations' creations created, and ancestors were created, and now we are here living through them, and they're living through us, and we are guided on this earth by the divinity invested in us by the light. We are created by the light. We are the light. That is what allows us to shine. That is what allows us to be bright, to take up that space. We are the light. And we are divinely guided by it. We are everything in this life, and everything in this life is us. And it's wild to think that we literally hold the very first creation of this life. We hold it within our current fleshy bodies. Because as that creation created creations, we were created by those creations. We are still a part of them. That is what allows them to guide us. That is what allows them to use our bodies as vessels to get us through our next navigated steps in life. Divinely orchestrated. Everything is divinely orchestrated because everything is divine. Everything is divine consciousness. Everything came out of that same. We are all that little star that wished it could. And it did. And now here we are. Even if we came into this life from our parents, if we came into this life from karmic cycles or from planned loving situations or whatever it is that we came out of, we still within hold all of the heaviness from the ancestors that came before us. And we, because we have all that stuff to carry still, have their guidance. Because they're allowed, if we allow them, they are allowed to show us what is for us and what is not. They don't want us to follow in their footsteps. They don't want us to do as they did. They want us to find our own way of living in this experience. The experience has gone on repetitively for too long in the wrong cycles. We are here to remember that we are that divine light that first was. And we don't have to hang on to all these things. Because we are that consciousness that wishes it could. So we can. If we want to overpass that stuff, we will. If we want to overcome, if we want to release, if we want to welcome in blessings, we will. If we want to let go of all those things, we will. If we want to hang on to all those things, we also will. Because we have choice. We have breath. We are blessed with choice. So we have to choose to do the right things for us to get our consciousness to the next level. We get our consciousness to the next level, meaning we get ourselves closer to our higher selves. Because our highest self is that divine ball of light. And that divine ball of light is that infinite divine point of consciousness that you can reach. That, like, the highest level of consciousness, which is, and listening to your body and what you consume, and what you, whether it's through, like, what your eyes consume, what your mouth consumes, and this is another conversation that Soulfriend and I were having recently, like, whether it's through whatever, like, whether it's through reading, listening, watching, speaking, eating, everything that you put into your divine vessel is either getting you closer or it's blocking you from getting to your higher self. The things in this human life, as life has progressed in its human behavior and in its human nature, that has not been working and operating from its highest, most conscious state of mind, so it cannot have your best interest in mind, because it does not know what your higher self needs. It's down here with your human vessel vibrating at all these lower frequencies, because you're in the bottom of this world, heavy by all, dragged down by all the energy that's in it, that feels like it's of it, because you can't remember that you're not meant to be dragged down here on this earth. You're meant to elevate yourself and get yourself to a higher state of consciousness. Get yourself to a higher state of yourself. Right? Like, it has to start within. It has to start within. If we don't make room for ourselves, then we don't find ourselves. If we're constantly eating foods that make us feel heavy, and that are coming from people that hate their jobs, and are just processed, and that have all these chemicals, and have all these negative, all these things that work against our human bodies, okay? There's things that work against our human bodies, and just as they work against our human bodies, when they work against our human bodies, just know that they're working even harder against your conscious self. Because it's weighing down your energy. It's keeping you from floating, from elevating to that higher state of consciousness. So it's important to be mindful of what we're eating, because we are consuming all these heavy things. So yeah, we're gonna feel heavy. And we have to keep in mind also that our body takes 8 hours to process food. So if we're not, if we are going to sleep after having a heavy, heavy meal. That's why you wake up feeling super tired. And then you have to wake up in like 4 hours or whatever. And your body's still going through the process of breaking down food. And your body's still going through its processes of doing things for you. And you're not even giving it the right time to be able to fully, like, be able to clear itself before you start a new day. Like, you're not giving your body that time. So it's going to start to feel heavy every single day because you're not giving yourself that time. Like, you're just not giving yourself time. You cannot overwork your body. You can't overstuff your body. You can't over anything your body. You know, human vessels are only here to carry our souls, okay? They're here to embody our spirits. And they carry our souls around, and this is our home, okay? We're a home body, and we are home within ourselves. If we don't feel right within our home, we have to do something different. Because if we don't feel right within our home, we're never going to feel right anywhere that we go. And we're always going to be in a bad mood. We're always going to feel down within ourselves. When we feel down within ourselves, we let all that fear and doubt and negativity feed on us. And that's not what we're here for. We are divine beings constantly experiencing experiences. That is all. We are divine beings constantly experiencing experiences. Whether they be good experiences or bad experiences, we get the best out of both and we keep it pushing. Okay? We keep it pushing. We don't sit there and just, oh my gosh, this is broken. This is broken. This is broken. Who broke it? How did it break? Why is it broken? No, you just let it go. You throw it away and you fix it. You either throw it away or you fix it. Most of those things you can't fix, so you have to throw them away. And in order to throw them away, you have to bring your conscious attention to the fact that they are broken. They are not working, so you have to let them go. Whether it is a belief, a habit, a mindset, a relationship, a place, a job, whatever it is that is broken and not working for you, bring yourself to that conscious attention of the fact that it is not serving you anymore and release it. Thank it for everything that it did in your life and for everything that it had to do and for doing what it had to do or whatever, but release it. Make amends and release it. You have to be able to let go of these things. You can't hold on to them. We're here to keep experiencing. If we hold on to the experiences that we've gone through already, we're not going to be able to fully experience the new ones that are coming. And we're here to keep experiencing. We're not here to dwell on past experiences. We are divine beings constantly working towards getting towards the highest level of consciousness. Once we all meet in that same level of consciousness, we'll all remember that again, we are all in the galaxy right now, just meditating with our arms interlinked. And that is it. That is all. Okay? That's it. We're not here to stress. We're not here to worry. We're not here to survive, okay? We've survived enough. We're here to remember. I'm here to remind you that we've already suffered enough. You don't have to stay in your suffering. Staying in that boiling water is a choice. You can get out. You don't have to be in that mindset. You don't have to be in those habits. You don't have to live that lifestyle. If you want better for yourself, be the better you deserve so that you can have that better. You have to be the better you deserve so that you can attract that better. You have to be the better you deserve so you can attract that kind of energy into your life. You want people that are going to bless you the way that you bless yourself or more. Okay, and that is something that I, within these last 6 months, like, that's something that I really became, and I think I said that in, like, the first or second episode of the podcast. Like, I decided that I truly deserved better than what I was going through 6 months ago. And I just chose to do better for myself. And I've been getting a lot better since then. Okay? Like, I truly, the blessings just keep coming. And it starts within. In order for someone, you can't say, what made me realize that if I wanted someone to treat me better, or if I wanted someone to treat me the way that I treated me, or better, that I needed to treat myself better than I was treating myself at the time. Because if I was treating myself like shit, and I'm putting out into the universe, oh, I want someone to treat me the way I treat myself, or better, they're gonna be like, oh, okay, so you want someone to treat you like shit too, or you want someone to treat you more like shit than you already do? We're confused. Like, okay? And so, again, the universe doesn't understand bad or good intention. You have to be specific when you are putting your purpose and your intentions out there. Because if you say, oh, well, I want a dog, they're going to be like, okay. And then they're going to give you a dog that comes with, like, a million health problems and, like, a bunch of, like, issues, and, like, the dog's not social, and you have to go through all these trainings, and you have to, you know, like, little examples like that. Or you might ask for a new house, and you're like, oh, I want this house to be like this, and I want this house to, I just want my own house. But you don't say what kind of neighborhood you want to live in. You don't say what kind of things you want to have. You don't say what kind of environment you want to be surrounded in. You're going to end up with a house in the middle of nowhere that's going to have, like, the one specific thing that you maybe wanted, but, like, a billion other things that you did not ask for. Like, okay, you have to be specific. You have to be specific. The universe doesn't understand. And the universe is not with the hints and clues, okay? You are not going to... They're not here to pick up your hints. They're not good at that. They want you to be straight up and upfront. Like, how can we help you? What do you need? What do you really want? What are you really worried about? Like, what's the real issue? Like, they're not with the hints. They're not here to pick up on your little attitude and read your mind. They're not here to, you know... No, they're just not here for that. They don't do hints. Okay? They don't do hints. You gotta be clear. You gotta be straight up. And when you are straight up, you will see. You'll see what I mean. Like, when you're straight up and you're coming from a good place, you will really feel heard, because you will truly be blessed in the way that you're meant to. And because you're open to receiving it in the way that you're meant to, and not in the way that you want to, you will truly, wholeheartedly be able to receive it when it reaches you. Because you'll be grateful for it when it reaches you. You have to be grateful. If you don't have gratitude, you don't have anything. You have to be grateful for life. Life literally offers us so much. How can you not be grateful for it? Every single breath, how can you not be grateful for it? Our human bodies do so much. Like, we can hear, we can touch, we can smell, we can taste. We have intuitive feelings. Our bodies, our human vessels, allow us to communicate with our guidance, to communicate and interact with our humans, to tell our loved ones that we love them by sharing a hug, to simply comfort someone by just putting your hand on someone's shoulder, by giving someone a shoulder to cry on. Our bodies are doing so much right now as you're just sitting here listening. Maybe you're eating, maybe you're just chilling in your room. And even as you're chilling, your body's standing there doing a million things at once, just for you to be sitting there in your human body, just chilling. you're sitting there not even thinking about how grateful you should be for every single thing that your body is doing in this fucking moment. Meanwhile, your body is sitting there doing a million things. Be grateful. And be grateful for it even more so because it's your first home on this earth. You are grateful for the shelter that you have over your head now, right? You're grateful for the roof over your head that you have now, right? So when was the last time that you were grateful for your body and for the home that that is? When was the last time you were grateful for your home body? When was the last time you truly, truly appreciated and were grateful for your home body? When? When was the last time? Have you ever been grateful? And when will you start being grateful? When? You can't say, oh, I'll be grateful for my body when I reach this size. I'll be grateful for my body when I'm this weight. I would be grateful for my body if I was this height. I would be grateful for my body if I looked like this. I would be grateful for my body if I looked like that. No, baby. Be grateful for your entire divine existence in your human home body. You are divinity. You are that ball of bright consciousness embodied in this human form. This human form is solely an avatar in this human game. It's just an avatar. If you don't like it, change it. Dress it up differently. Change its hair. Accessorize differently. Do what you will with your vessel. It's your body. You have power over it. You have power over it. Don't let anyone take your power from your own home. And if someone has taken your power, reclaim that shit. It's not for anyone else to hold on to. Snatch it back. Like T.I. did Tiny, okay? And ATL. Snatch it back. Like he took that chain back. Okay? Snatch your peace back. Snatch your power back. Snatch your respect back. Integrity. Stand in it. Be proud of who you are. Do everything with integrity. You're doing it authentically as you, from a good place. Do it mindfully. Do it with love. Do it because you want to. You don't have to worry about what other people say. You don't have to worry about what other people have to think, what other people might say. Do everything that you do from an honest and authentic place. Stand in your integrity. Stand in your truth. Be honest with yourself so that you can be honest with others. As you're honest with others, you welcome honest people into your life. You attract honest people as you're being honest. You attract loving people as you're being loving. You attract peaceful people as you stand in your peace. You attract financially responsible friends as you work on your financial responsibilities. You attract loving, caring, compassionate beings because you are a loving, caring, compassionate being. You attract people with big minds. You attract creators. You attract people who have big ideas for life, who have big ideas for themselves, because you are a creator. You have big ideas for this life. You have big ideas for yourself. We see in others what we see in ourselves. We are living in a world full of mirrors. Consciousness was so infatuated with itself and so in love with itself that it took that self-love and wanted to share it with others. The first creation loved itself so much that it had to create someone else to share its love with. And as they stood in their both infinite love, they created this world of infinite love. Where humans messed that thing up along the way, we'll get there eventually. But what matters is that the first creation in this life was a loving being of light. So your mother, whoever they are in this human earth, remember, they don't belong to you. You don't belong to them. You belong to God. You belong to consciousness. You belong to earth. You belong to universe. You belong to life. You belong to you. Because you are that extension of that first creation that came to be from consciousness itself. You belong to yourself. You can't wait for other people to tell you they're proud of you. You can't wait for other people to tell you what to do or how to live your life. You can't wait for other people to tell you if that's the right choice to make or if that's not the right choice or if you should do this or if you should do that or if maybe you should try this instead. Or no, you cannot wait on others. You cannot rely on others. You cannot depend on others. You have to be dependent on yourself. And not in a hyper-independent, out-of-trauma response way. You have to be dependent on yourself in a sense of you know your truth. You know your worth. You know yourself enough to stand 10 toes down behind anything. Because you know yourself within. We have to love ourselves first. Just like that first creation was so infatuated with itself and all of the love that it had to give that it had to share with others. That same self-love that that first creation had, that first love, we hold that within ourselves. We are that love. We are love and loved. That is us. We hold that power. So anything in this world that we have going on, or anything else that's in this world, is simply here for the ride along our side. That is it. It doesn't belong to us. It's not something for us to hang on to. It's not something for us to just cling so tightly onto. Your parents don't even belong to you. You don't have to hang on to them. You don't have to hang on to them. You are loved and welcomed and appreciated and celebrated and all of those beautiful feelings and things. by life itself. Because life created itself for you to be able to experience the divinity of it. Life itself created itself for you to be here in this human experience, enjoying all of the things that it has. And as I was hanging out with a soul friend yesterday, and like we were just having these beautiful conversations, and then we would like we were stretching out in her backyard, like we were literally just getting everything flowing. Like, it was so beautiful. And she made me some bomb ass dinner. So good. But everything was just amazing. And as we were in the kitchen and she was like cooking and stuff, I was just talking to her, and I don't remember specifically what we were talking about, but I just told her, like, isn't it like amazing that we have we have these bodies? I think like our human bodies came up again, and we were like, oh yeah, like it's so amazing what they can do. And then I was like, okay, but not only do we have like these human bodies, right, and we have like all these senses to be able to really function in these human bodies, but we have all the things that we need to function in this fucking human experience. Like, we think that we lack so much, but if we really take time to be grateful for all the unnecessary things that were created in this life, we realize that we have way more than what we need to really be able to enjoy this life. Like, way more. Way, way more. And everything, right? Everything came out of that same conscious thought. Everything was like, oh, hey. Like, every food, like, consciousness was just like, hey, this would sound really good. Let's create it. Boom. And it came into creation. The trees, consciousness was like, maybe we should make them different colors, or maybe we should make them different heights, different kinds of trees, and maybe they should bring different kinds of wisdom, and boom, different kinds of trees. Like, every single thing in this life, from the like tiniest speck of dust to the biggest thing that you can think of, every single thing in this life is an extension of that same divinity. Every single thing is an extension of that divinity. And we were given all of these divine things to use to really help us navigate through this human experience. And I was just telling her, like, it's amazing that we have our bodies in this human experience, and we have all the things. Like, we have houses, we have cars, we have jobs, we have all these things. So much. And like, so much. And this is something that's probably going to be extended into next week's episode, actually. But there's just so much that this world has to offer. Like, how can we not be more grateful? And how can we not be more grateful for ourselves? Like, we are everything, and everything is us. Literally, we are everything, and everything is us. We all stemmed from that little star seed that wished it could. We are all love and loving beings. But through our human conditioning, as we enter this human experience, as we forget our divinity and we're watered down by this earth and all of the way that the moral behaviors and the beliefs and things, the standards that we hold upon each other in this human society, those things start to take over. But you have to remember that even though you forget your divinity somewhere along your life, just because you forgot about it doesn't mean that it's not still there. It always is, it always was, and it always will be, because you are infinite divinity. You are infinite divinity. And as you become guidance, and once you have your generations to guide and your things to uphold, and once you become an ancestor, you are aware of the fact that as an ancestor, because we are all part of that same, we all came from that one light consciousness, right? So since we are all from that light consciousness, and since the highest level of ourselves that we can reach is that divine consciousness, we understand that our ancestors and the people that we guide, the people that we speak to, the people that we look in, the people that we look to for guidance, are truly just ourselves. It's within. They are guidance. Yes, they were here to, they lived the life before us as well. But they are also an extension of who we are right now, as we are an extension of who they are and who they were. We are our own person in this life. And we live many, many lives, but never the same one twice. And as we go through all these experiences in our lives, not just this one, but we go through our experiences in our different lives, in different timelines, we gain different levels of consciousness, different levels of knowledge, different divine wisdom is instilled in us by the guidance within us. We have lived many lives, but never the same one twice. So many things that we've been through in this life, we have gone through in others, which is why we have the guidance that we do to tell us, hey, we've done that before and it didn't work. Don't do that again. Try it a different way. But we have to be open to seeing that guidance for what it is as it comes. And understand that you have to use discernment when you're connecting, because you might get connected with energy that doesn't have the best intention, energy that isn't coming from the best place. So you have to be mindful and discernment, and use discernment when you're being a vessel and when you're truly embodying that divinity within. We are all divinely guided. And just as we navigate through this podcast together, you can navigate through whatever it is in your life that you want to do with all the people in your life. And you will do whatever it is that you do, as long as you are putting your heart in all that you do, and you are doing it with integrity, and you are doing it with good intention, you will thrive in what it is that you want to do. Because if it's something that you wanted to do, if it's implanted in your heart and in your mind already, it was planted there specifically for you to water. So don't doubt yourself. If it was already planted there, it's for you to water. You have to be able to see when things are actually meant for you. And you have to be able to recognize that you are actually meant to enjoy this life, and to recognize that you are worthy of good things. You don't have to question why good things are coming to you. You don't have to question what the catch is. You can truly, wholeheartedly believe that you are deserving of good things. Welcome those good things with open arms. Don't open them with caution and just fear of getting hurt. If you're already going into the situation with that kind of negativity, you're already setting the tone for the situation to turn out negative. You have choices in this life, and your perception of the world is your first one. until you choose to look at the life around you and look at the world differently, you will continue to live in whatever way you feel like is not working for you right now. You have to change your perception first. Once you change the way you look at yourself, you will change the way you look at life. Once you change the way you look at yourself, you will be able to understand yourself. You will be able to talk to yourself. You will be able to truly make that home of yours your own. Reclaim your power in your own vessel. You have to look within. You can't skip that step. You can't take a shortcut. You can't take shortcuts to releasing any of your stuff. You have to make amends, thank them, and send them on their way. You can't just avoid them or hide them or dismiss them or whatever. You have to bring your conscious attention to these versions of yourself and their experiences so that you can let those experiences go and make room for new experiences. All the things that we talked about in this episode today are all just going to wrap up to let you know that, hey, you're a divine being. You don't need to be in this constant state of struggle. You can choose to step outside of it. You are divinely guided. If you choose to accept the guidance within you, remember, you are a divine light. Everything in this world and the problems that you're going through are literally just part of this experience. Even if you feel like it's the worst thing that you are going through right now, just know there's probably going to be a worse experience. And it's not that it's a worst experience or that there's going to be something bad coming your way. It's just that the way that you're looking at this experience right now, if you're already looking at it like it's a bad experience, then when another experience comes, you're going to feel like it's the worst thing ever. You have to be able to feel like, you have to know that if you feel like something is just not going right, and then it just doesn't go right, it's okay. Because it didn't go wrong. It just didn't go the way that I was expecting. But it still went right. Because it was a protective redirection. It was a protective redirection. And everything that happens, whether it goes left or right, you are aware that it's going towards the best possible outcome regardless. So you find peace in the situation, whether it's going left or right. You find peace and you let it go. And you go through the experience. You don't hang on to the experience. You don't try to run from the experience. You don't try to hide from the experience. You go through the experience. The only way to get through this life is literally to get through it. You can't hide from your emotions. You can't run from your emotions. You can't hide from your past. You can't run from your past. You have to get through these things. To get through your past, you revisit those spaces. You meet that old version of yourself with the infinite love that you have now. You give that version of yourself some infinite love. You thank them for what they did, because they did the best they could when they had to and in the time that they had to with the sources and resources that they had. They did the best they could. But you have to remind yourself that they are no longer a part of who you are. So the way that they react and that power that they hold does not belong to them anymore. You can reclaim your power. Thank them for what they did and for having to do what they had to do, but let them know that they don't have to do that anymore. You got this from here on out. They can just be a memory. You don't have to hang on to it. Thank them and release them. so that you can feel better within yourself. You have to love yourself above all else. You have to forgive yourself. You have to give yourself closure. You have to not make yourself feel guilty. You have to give yourself that power back. You have to make yourself feel at peace. You have to make yourself happy. You have to love yourself. It starts with you. Individually unique and collectively connected. This is your universe. This is your world. And in your world, you coexist in the worlds of others. So coexist in the worlds of others mindfully, kindly, compassionately, lovingly. Do so with love. Do everything that you do with love first. Do every single thing that you do with love in mind first. Even if it's the most annoying thing that you have to do, just be grateful for the fact that you're even able to do it. Like, find good in every single thing. Perception is key. You can try to take anything that I said and do whatever, you know, you want with it. But if you are not changing the way that you are looking at things before you are hearing them or before you're looking at them, then you're going to only see them and hear them from one through a certain lens. Okay, through a certain filter. And I'm not here to be filtered. Don't put a filter on me. I said what I said, okay? And I said what I said. I don't need you to take it upon yourself to repeat it and make it your own. I said what I said. I am here to share this space with you, to remind you that you, in your own universe, can make an impact in whatever way that comes to you in. You are here for a divine purpose. You have a divine purpose. You're not just here taking up space. None of us are here just taking up space. We're all divine creations put on this earth for a divine reason. And all of this knowledge, all of these thoughts, all of this wisdom doesn't come from nothing. The ideas that you have about starting a new business, the ideas that you have about creating something new, the ideas that come to you about what you should do in a certain situation, those gut feelings that come to you when you feel something about someone, or when you're wondering about someone, all of those things come from divine places, from divine knowledge. They come from that higher light consciousness trying to guide us down here on earth. Okay, all of those thoughts and ideas, they come from your meditating self in the galaxy that's interlinked with all those other meditation universes around it. We're all interlinked, and our selves, our spirit selves, are up in the galaxy just meditating right now as we are here in consciousness living this human body. But the guidance that comes to us comes from within. It comes from them. Okay? Trust yourself. Trusting yourself gives your guidance all that they need to know. When you trust your intuition, you let your guidance know that you trust them. That you know they're going to make the right choice for you. You know that they're going to be right there beside you, guiding you and leading you on and cheering you on. Because you trust yourself, therefore you trust them. You trust them, therefore you trust yourself. You can't trust your guidance and then doubt yourself. You cannot trust your guidance and then doubt yourself. That is a contradiction. If you trust them, then you trust yourself. If you trust yourself, then you trust them. If you don't trust either of them, you don't trust the other. You just don't. We are them, they are us, and we have to trust one another. We have to know what is right. Discernment is key. Perception is key. Awareness is key. We hold all the keys. We do. We have all these locked doors in front of us, and we hold all of the keys. We just have to take time to find the right key. I love you all. Thank you for sharing this space. Next week might possibly be an extension of this week's episode. Next week might be a completely different episode. I don't know. We'll see what the wing we'll see what the wings bring, okay? We'll see what the angels bring us this week, and we'll see what's up. But I just want to thank you for sharing this space. If you are here, I hope that you followed along, and I hope that you were still keeping yourself open to the knowledge and open to the possibilities and the theories and things. I am blessed to be here. I'm blessed to have you as a listener. I'm blessed to have you as a soul friend somewhere out there in the world. If you don't think anyone is thinking of you, just know that you are in my heart, and I appreciate you, and I love you, and I hope you are well. May you be well in all that you do. May you be healthy. May you be protected. May you be healthy and at peace with yourself, okay? Find peace within. Find peace within, okay? And remember, like we said last episode, if you want to, you can and you will. If you want to, you can and you will. If you want to, you can and you will, okay? If you want to, you can and you will. I love you. Stay kind. Stay hydrated. Be safe. And truly just take more time. Like, take more moments in your day to remind yourself more frequently of the fact that you are simply a divine being having a human experience. And you are divine before you are human. Therefore, the things that you are going through, you will get through the things that you're going through before you let these things get to you, okay? You will get through them first before you let them get to you. You are divine before you are human. The things of this human world should not affect you as much as you give them power to. I love you. Choose to love yourself, okay? I love you. Please love yourself. I love you. 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 I love you so much. I truly do. I love you so much wherever you are. And you can think I'm lying. You don't have to believe me. But if I say I love you, I myself know that I mean it. Okay? So you don't have to believe me, cuz just know that I hold space for you. But if you do believe me, thank you. Because I don't lie. But I love you. I am grateful for you. Again, I truly am blessed to share this space with you. And I'm blessed that you come back every week. And I'm blessed. If you're a new listener, if you stuck around for the whole episode, welcome to our space. May you feel open and welcomed and loved and supported and respected and seen. I truly am so blessed to have these opportunities to take this time to myself and to take this time for you all listening to just really reconnect. And I get to reconnect with myself as I'm connecting with you all, and I'm just really, really grateful for that. So thank you. As a listener, thank you for helping me connect with myself. Okay, thank you. I love you and I appreciate you. May you have a beautiful day. We will see you next week.